So I wanted to share with you a little bit about my take on encountering the infinite and meeting the Divine Mother in nature. And some of these things we've shared today are to help us begin to focus on our year of this exploration. Because our spiritual discernment that we choose for each year has a significant meaning to us as a congregation, but also as servants to the world. And we are learning about many traditions. We are learning about how to be better human beings. And we are learning to love through this process of all our spiritual discernments. And there's no template for us to study. There is no book. There is no, there's oral traditions, and there's knowledge, innate knowledge, about the Divine Mother that we will be exploring. But our work here, our spiritual work here, is to view this from a contemplative consciousness and an exploratory inquiry, and to discover the Divine Mother in nature, in humanity, in the cosmos throughout the year in a way that transforms us, in a way that improves us. And through our individual work and our collective work as a congregation, we are blessing the world. Because I believe many of us believe that as we improve ourselves, the vibration of the world improves and stabilizes and balances. So the Divine Mother in nature, it's important that we learn to do things that we don't automatically do, which is this connecting to the elements, for us feeling that vibration in our bodies. Michael playing heartbeat drumming just now, I don't know how that sounded over Zoom, but in our room, there's a vibration that occurs. And it occurs to me now that I could have invited you to bring out your drums at home so you could have drummed with us. And if I ever do this again, we'll do that, okay? Because I believe many of us do have drums at home that we can bring forward and feel that vibration. So I was having an experience here within my body, as well as having the consciousness of desiring to feel the heartbeat of myself, the heartbeat of Michael, who is in close proximity to me, but also the heartbeat of the world. And this is where we understand that we find the Divine Mother. Much of our history has omitted this aspect, at least that's what we understand, the aspect of the Divine Feminine, the Divine Mother, has been omitted from much written history. So that's why there's not a template for us to find. We can only explore this. We can only desire to learn more and to receive. And when we begin that subtle consciousness of receptivity, of the presence and the reality and the truth of the Divine Mother, we begin to perceive it. And it's amazing that we were not aware of it before. So we bring it into our consciousness through our intention and our desire. And it is a passion. It's a passion of love. (Clears throat) And the Divine Mother is part of creation. The Divine Mother is creation. And we've heard this said, that we are stardust. Our entire world was created through explosions of the cosmos. And we are a result of the world being created. And we are a perfect fit. We are made of the earth substance, the star substance, and we are a perfect fit here. And because it is such a perfect fit, we realize how loved we are. And if we're not connected to that love, we are missing something. One of the teachers in this consciousness is our indigenous peoples. Throughout time, they had a profound understanding that everything is alive, that everything breathes, that I am part of the rock that I walk by, I am part of the plants that I walk by, I am part of the trees and their root system and their aspirations of the chemicals in the air. We are sharing everything. And the First Peoples have this understanding. And they also are conscious of their ancestors, that the ancestors are not in the past. The ancestors are here, in the present. And they are part of my exchange with the world, with creation. And the animals are also our teachers. We are all one beautiful environment. We are all in one container. And we all know that we ourselves came from a mother's womb. But our entire creation, our earth, and our atmosphere is another womb. And the cosmos, the galaxies, this is yet another womb. And a womb is what? A place of nurturance, of protection, of love, a container that allows us to transform, to become. So everything is a womb. We are loved and protected in this container that we call life and our environment and our world. And we are perfect fit. We are created from this. And it is so important for us to remember that as human beings and creatures, animals and creatures of this world, we are also a perfect fit. In our search of understanding the Divine Mother and bringing her into our life, bringing her into our cells of our body, the Divine Mother in nature experience has been problematic in many centuries. And we talk about this actually a lot, about patriarchal consciousness and matriarchal desire, matriarchal recovery. And as responsible human beings who are evolving and are blessing the world, we need to repair our relationships with our partners, our relationships between peoples, our relationships between men and women, our relationships with our children, our relationship with our elders. One of the things about Indigenous peoples, too, is that they have high values of humility. And respect. And gratitude. That we can cultivate. And this is supported through our understanding, remembering, acknowledgement, and passion for the Divine Mother. One of the things in my meditations in preparing for this, I began to think a little bit more about how women have been wounded. And we know this. We know this history, and we know that this has been something that's been difficult to recover from and to stop from a patriarchal consciousness. However, we must improve this, and we have to be willing to heal and let go, to forgive. Because if we're always recalling the past in its negativity, we cannot go forward. I'm going to share with you this little teaching that I heard that helps me understand this. It was, so I'm in a boat. And I'm rowing the boat forward. However, my consciousness is all on my past. So I can't go forward. I'm moving forward, but I'm seeing the past. I think I didn't explain that very well. I should have done better with that. But it's the idea that you're in a boat going forward, but you're looking at the past. And this was Neil Douglas Klotz who told this story. Yeah. And I think I failed at it, I'm sorry. But the consciousness is there for us to heal the gender issues, patriarchal, matriarchy. We need to be able to forgive that past and move forward. And in that forgiving of that past and creating the pathways for this not to happen in the future, we have a chance for our children to grow with this balance. So there's an Indigenous consciousness about showing gratitude. And when I was thinking about men and women, and about how to heal our relationships, I realized a couple things. That the first thing is expressing gratitude. And so right now I want to express gratitude. To all men, despite what has happened, so I say thank you. And now I'm imagining that the men are doing the same thing for the women. In your heart now, expressing gratitude and saying thank you. In addition, my meditation let me know that one of the things that the women desperately need to hear from men and partners is, I'm listening. I am listening. So I am now imagining the men in my life saying to me, I am listening. And I offer the same again for the women to say to the men, I am listening. And again, from Indigenous traditions, there's another step here, which is forgiveness. It doesn't change the past, it doesn't undo the past, but in forgiveness, we can do better. There's a beautiful word in the Arabic language that the Mevlevi, which is the whirling dervishes, uses for remembrance called istighfarullah. And we have different melodies for that. And it is asking forgiveness. And many times it's forgiveness for forgetting. And forgiveness is an attunement for things we have done, things have been done to us, but all of us forgetting the beauty and love of this container of the womb that we exist in and that we transform within. And that we make a better world for our future children. In addition, there is a, so let's take a moment and let's say, istighfarullah. 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 Astaghfirullah. And one more possibility, necessary possibility, most beautiful, is we say, Ya Habibi, love, I love you, I love you. Ya Habibi, and you can say a person's name after that. Ya Habibi, one of the practices is to say, I love you, mother. And often, many times, the Divine Mother may have a thousand faces, and her reflection is constantly changing. But the Divine Mother is the Universal Mother. Some places she's known as Kuan Yin, the Goddess of Mercy and Compassion, and Mary, Mother of Jesus. But the Divine Mother transcends all religions. In the Jewish tradition, the feminine aspect of God is called Shekinah, which literally means the divine presence. In Hinduism, she appears as Shakti. In Buddhism, as Prajnaparamita. And in the Egyptian tradition, is Isis. In the Old Testament and Apocrypha, the feminine aspect of the divine is called wisdom. And the Christian Gnostics call her Sophia, or Pistis Sophia, meaning faith, wisdom. So again, as Sufi practice, as Zikr practice, a practice of the whirling dervishes of the Mevlevi, Ya Habibi, I love you. Ya Habibi Mariam. Ya Habibi Kuan Yin. Ya Habibi Mary. Ya Habibi Shekinah. Ya Habibi Isis, Ya Habibi Sophia. You could probably sing Ya Habibi Mariam a little. If you could help me.
Want a drum?
No. Oh yeah, I'd like a drum, sure. But I wouldn't like the drum. I've asked Michael in the moment to help us sing a little zikr with Ya Habibi Mariam. Thank you.
Ya Habibi Mariam, 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 Yahabibi 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 Mariam.
So in a moment, we're going to invite you all to share, sharing your hearts. And when your moment comes, when you are inspired, just unmute and share what you would like to share. Divine Mother, may the touch of thy love awaken within us the majestic desire to seek thee. In seeking thee, we will find thee. In finding thee, we will know thee. In knowing thee, we will love thee. In loving thee, we will give thy love to all. Mother Divine, may thy unconditional love blossom forth, embracing us all in thy glory. And I have a little quote to read from a contemporary journalist, Arundhati Roy. She says, "Another world is not only possible, she is on her way. On a quiet day, I can hear her breathing.